Begin the current daven. Sech the Shabbos of Kufal Amidala. We begin the Amid Beis. Begin to taste the masses. Begins with the Gemara. Migar mecham lagabe maka. Is it any less than a hot water on the wound itself? Which the Gemara is going on regarding the Gemara's question that they had b'marava. This that we permit according to Belazib and Azariah to go ahead and be machitin esatinik yim sheni yim rishin yim shin yim shleishi. Yim shleishi, is that specifically on the makamilo or is that called gufa? So on that, the Gemara is proving, Rabbi Yaakov is saying, obviously it means kol gufa, because that we had a machleik of lezim zayin rabbanon, and as Tais explains, if a hechi as rabban b'shlishi, how would rabban say that's going to be forbidden on day three? What do you mean? If it's just talking about, let's say, the makam mila, so that's just a makah, so everyone would agree that's permitted. Obviously, I'm a kol gufa, and that's what we're saying, oh, the rabban would say not, and Rabbi Lezim zayin would say yes. Now, Tais says, wait a second. Although you could say that it wouldn't be approved because the Rav, whose halacha we're quoting over here, as the Gemara is going to say later on, this halacha of Chama Galimaka is Rav. The Rav, maybe Rav was saying this according to Rav Lezman Azariah because the Beskina Le'el Hachas Kabbas said. The Gemara previously said the halacha is like him. And therefore, that's why you do it. But according to Rabbanan, you don't. So therefore, maybe it's not a definitive proof. Yeah, maybe it's talking about just a Mokam Amila and going according to Rav Lezman Azariah. That's just no mashle. No, it sounds like Tirbi Yaakov, the Lekulagam Kama, that this was being said, Rabbi Yaakov was saying, Rav was saying his halacha according to everyone, and therefore, obviously, the what they do disagree about is regarding kol gufa, because regarding the mokam mila, Rav was saying for everyone would agree that that would be mutter. But moreover, says Taisis, actually, the filler of Blazim Azariah, actually, Rabbi Yaakov is asking, even according to Blazim Azariah, where, because the mashm, the shor b'shlish, it sounds like that he permits to do ahead the bathing on the third day, Mishum Sakana, because of danger to the child's life. Midamaisi Krav, in the fact that it brings the positive, this is going to be Bimishlish on the third day, which was from the people of Shechem. Now, but Rav Ayyub Makashem Basakana, but Rav himself in this halacha is talking about a wound that doesn't have a danger. And therefore, obviously you see that Machitzin must mean that Kol Gufay, because it was told in the Mokamilo, then why would he permit it only Bimishlish because Bimishim Kaivim, because there was danger? What do you mean? It's like a regular Makah. That's what the Gemara would be proving, even according to if it was going like a blazer and a zayin. Shneur says, "Master, the begins with the Gemara, but in mind and chamim v'shem, and we don't hold back hot water and oil." Which doesn't explain that what is the context of this? Where because Rabbi said that you don't hold back the hot water and the oil from the wound on Shabbos. Appears Rabbi Yisim Pirus b'shem Rabbi Nishmol says the Merebes Yachada. What we're talking about is that you're allowed to put on the wound the oil and the hot water mixed together. Because the equal chad ba'ap and nafshe, if you would be told about each one individually, oh, my kamashmon and v'shem, what would be the chiddush saying you could put on the oil? Masnitni b'perek shemen shrotzim. It's a mishnah that we have in the kuvir al v'nal that says alvasachu es Hashem, but you could anoint the oil behind you. I feel like gabim makas, it's even on the wound. Midikatani from the fact that we learn over the b'nei malachim sachin and gabim makas saying shemen bered that the princes they could smear on even the rose oil, which for a regular person it's obvious for them it's not. But Mechal, the inference is tasted b'shar shemen, but by other oil, not that of rose oil. Muta la'acha filaga b'makat, even for a regular person, even straight on the wound. And b'shmul nami hechav apolig, and how would we understand Shmuel that disagrees, and he says, you're not put on the wound, and he says, you only ought to do it on top of, to the contrary, or the Mishnah says clearly permitted. Rather, it's obvious that this, that Rav's saying is muta, and Shmuel's saying it's forbidden, is talking about when they're mixed together. Mixed together, that's what's saying that it would be forbidden, but independently, that of course, that you don't have to say a chiddush that that's permitted because that's a Mishnah, and Shmuel obviously would not come to disagree with that Mishnah.